Greet your neighbor, a carol. Greet your other neighbor, good morning. Greet your other neighbor, bonjour. And your other neighbor, buenos dias. Viewers all over the world and those present here at the Synagogue Church of All Nations would like to welcome you to the live broadcast of the Sunday service right here from the Synagogue Church of All Nations in Lagos, Nigeria, in Jesus' name. My name is Justin, and I am from Australia. I'm an evangelist under my father and the Lord Prophet T.B. Joshua. I pray as you hear this message, God will give you a hearing heart in Jesus' name. You may have your seat. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. There is a story of two men. One had amassed an abundance of material possessions, had the cars, the houses, the real estate, the properties, the investments, had the big business, had it all, but did not have a love relationship with God. In the end, he did not make the kingdom of heaven. But there was another man who had a love relationship with God, sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things were added unto him, and he became a citizen of heaven. The lesson we learn from this story is that what is important is not the material possessions that we amass, but our love relationship with God. Jesus said, "What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and yet forfeited his very own soul?" What is important, therefore, is our love relationship with God. Because our love relationship with God lasts forever. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 17, the world and its desires will pass away. But whoever does the will of God, whoever has a love relationship with God, lives forever. In the beginning, in Genesis, God wanted a love relationship. So he formed Adam out of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And not only did Adam become a living being, but he became the image and likeness of God. You are created in the image and likeness of God. When God looks at you, he not only sees male or female, but he sees the greatest product of the Holy Spirit, one who was made to be one with him, one who was made to be like him in every way. That is, everything about you was to be everything about God. As the greatest product of the Holy Spirit, we are created in our hearts to be like Jesus, to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And this is why we pray, O Holy Spirit, take more of me and give me more of you. Because when this happens, you begin to think, talk, plan, and act with God. You begin to see life the way he sees it. You begin to get his ideas and work with his projects. His power and energy flows through you. His wisdom is deposited in your heart, and you become an effective witness who not only knows his faith, but shows his faith. And this would lead us to the title of today's message, A Love Relationship with God. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, a love relationship with God. Ask your neighbor, are you in a love relationship with God? A relationship in which you think, talk, plan, and act with him. If not, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior today. And to accept Jesus Christ is to accept the nature of God, love, joy, peace, goodness, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Let us turn our Bibles to the proof text today, which shall be taken from the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 23. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Let somebody say, a love relationship with God. You see, Christianity is not a religion, it is a love relationship with God. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to restore the love relationship between God and man, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This means we are to build our love relationship with God by hearing and obeying God's word. You see, knowledge of the scriptures is not the key. Obedience is. Jesus did not say, if anybody knows the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, if anybody can quote every scripture complete and correct, if anyone has a degree in pastoral or Bible theology, if anyone is familiar with the Hebrew, the Greek, the philosophy, the theory, or the history of the word, my Father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him. No! Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Knowledge of the scriptures is not the key. Obedience is. Obedience is the way of blessing, success, and a bright future. You are to reign in this life in Christ Jesus because of the abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness, Romans 5 verse 17. You are to reign in this life in Christ Jesus because God has raised you up with Christ and you are seated with him in the heavenly realms, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. You are to reign in this life in Christ Jesus because when God looks at you, he sees the success that he has created in you, but for you to have that success transferred into your life, you need to cultivate God's kind of lifestyle, and that is a lifestyle based on positive thinking, positive talking, and positive acting. Whatever your outward appearance looks like does not matter, because you are endowed with something within you that needs to be transferred to the outside. And it is that thing within you that makes you one with a difference. You are created to be one with a difference. You need to discover your real value in Christ Jesus. The real you, the powerful you, the prosperous you, the successful you. Successful you, the healthy you, the person that God created you to be. Now, what is that thing within us that needs to be transferred to the outside? It is your thoughts and your words. I mean, your capacity to believe. Your capacity to believe that God will fulfill all that he has promised unto you in Christ Jesus. Your capacity to believe can increase or decrease depending on the rate in which you feed your heart with the words of the Holy Spirit. For your capacity to believe to increase, never think or talk on the level of your old life. Change your thoughts and words. Hallelujah. Now, how do we transfer that thing within us to the outside? The way to do it is to take what God said and meditate on it day and night. Now, meditating in the Word of God is what starts the developing of the capacity to believe on the inside of you. And the more the meditation, the greater your capacity to believe increases, and the more your spirit acts on God's Word. And acting on the Word of God gives God an opportunity to heal, deliver, bless, save, and fulfill his promise in your life. when you take God's word to heart and truly make it a part of you, it will by its very nature change you, and you will find yourself thinking, talking, planning, and acting with God. Hallelujah. Right now I want to do a demonstration, and I need four volunteers. If four volunteers could please make your way forward now, let yourselves be known to the ushers. Four volunteers. Okay, we have one over here. Just stand over here. Two, three, and four. Okay, four. Okay, we've got five over here. Okay, just stand over here. All five of you stand on this side. Okay, just stand and look towards this bowl of fruit here. Introduce yourself to us, your name and where you're from.
I am called Sam Okumo from Uganda.
Okay, your name and where you're from?
My name is Mary Tarawali. I'm from USA. My name is Victoria Esinu Vitashi from Ghana.
Ricardo Loba from Guinea Equatorial.
Okoli Reginald from Nigeria.
Okay, let's give a warm welcome for them. Okay, so we have our five volunteers here, and what we have over here is a bowl of different types of fruit. Now, what I want you to do is put your hope, your focus on one piece of fruit. Okay? Put your hope and focus on one piece of fruit. While you're doing that, I'll come back to you in a moment. Now, Jesus' words to Peter in the book of Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 11 brought about a promise of hope for a catch of fish. You see, God's promises are recorded in God's word. When you meditate in God's word, you will receive instruction, direction, and revelation of the promise of God in your life. I mean, God's word will bring about a promise of hope for healing, deliverance, blessing, and breakthrough. Now, when you put, hope looks to the future, right? But faith is in the present. Faith acts now, believes now, and receives now. Which piece of fruit have you put your hope on?
Pineapple.
Are you ready to exercise faith and get that pineapple?
I am ready.
All right, on your marks, get set, go. He's thinking positively, he's talking positively, he's believing, he's receiving, and he possesses the pineapple. Oh, he's not quite got it yet. Pull it out, pull it out. There it is. What have you got?
I've got a pineapple.
Let's put our hands together for him. Just stand over to the side here. Share your testimony later. All right. Now for you, God's promises are good things to hope for. When you put your hope on God's promise, you can exercise faith in the present. And faith is your movement towards the promise of God. Now, which piece of fruit have you got your hope on?
The watermelon.
The watermelon. Are you ready to exercise faith? All right, on your marks, get set, go. There she goes, she's off. God's promises, good things to hope for. She doesn't waste any time. There's the watermelon. Congratulations. You'll share your testimony later. Okay, let's come over here now. All right. Now, prayer and the word changes you, but it is your faith that is going to change things. Prayer and the word is going to change your focus onto God's promise, but it is acting on the word by faith that is going to make things happen. Are you ready to make things happen?
I am ready.
Are you ready to make things happen?
I am ready.
Okay, which fruit have you got your focus on?
Banana.
On the banana. All right. You ready to make things happen? On your marks. Get set. Go. And she's off. She's focused on it. Doesn't waste any time. Gets the bananas. Let's put our hands together for her. All right. Now for you. Being focused on a target does not mean that you will get to the target. The target is the promise of God. To get to the target, to the promise of God, you need to add substance to your hope by acting faith on God's word. Are you ready to act faith on God's word?
Yes.
Okay, which piece of fruit are you putting your hope on?
Coconut.
Coconut. On your mask, get set, go! There he's off, his focus on the target. He's adding substance to his hope, and he possesses the coconuts. All right, now, for you. You don't just drift to the promise of God. It takes focused action, a personal discipline, and a lot of energy every day to make things happen. Are you ready to make things happen?
Yes.
Okay. Which fruit have you put your focus on?
Coconuts.
All right. On your marks. Get set. Go. There he goes. He's making things happen right now. And he doesn't waste any time. He's got the coconut. Can we put our hands together for our volunteers? Wonderful. You may return back to your seats. And no, you can take the fruit with you. That is for you from Prophet T.B. Joshua. You come back with your testimony next time. Hallelujah. Now, let us have a look at the book of Luke, chapter 5, from verse 1 to 11. It is all about how the love relationship between our Lord Jesus Christ and Peter all began at the seaside. Insert your name where the message is personal. Tell your neighbor, insert your name where the message is personal. Take your time to read from Luke 5, 1 to 11. But now I'll paraphrase it for you. The Bible says that a multitude of crowd gathered around Jesus, and Jesus stepped into Simon Peter's boat, told Simon Peter, "Peter, put out a little from the shore." Then Jesus sat down and began to speak the word of God to the multitudes. After he had finished speaking, he moved into the prophetic section of his service at the lake of Gennesaret and saw Simon Peter, saw his past, his present, and his future, saw that he was frustrated after struggling all night long throughout the ocean without a catch of fish. And seeing Peter in his hopeless condition, Jesus spoke a word that changed the course of his life. You will receive a word that will change the course of your life in the name of Jesus. Jesus spoke a word unto Peter and said to him, "Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Peter replied, "Master, we have toiled all night long and have caught nothing." Peter was about confessing failure and weakness, just like many of us. When you receive a word that changes the course of your life, when you receive prayer that opens up every closed doors in your life, you begin to think and talk on the level of your old life. You begin to confess failure and weakness. Peter was confessing failure and weakness, but Jesus looked unto him and said to him, "Peter, never you think or talk on the level of your old life. It is time for you to change your thoughts and words. Stop thinking like a poor man, talking like a poor man, acting like a poor man. Otherwise, poverty will never leave you. Change your thoughts and words because I'm supporting your position, Peter. Change your thoughts and words because I am positioning you to accomplish your divine destiny. Change your thoughts and words and you will discover the real you, the powerful you, the prosperous you, the successful you. the you of your dreams, the God person God created you to be. Change your thoughts and words, Peter, because when I look at you, I see the success that I have created in you. But for you to have that success transferred into your life, you need to cultivate God's kind of lifestyle, and that is a lifestyle based on positive thinking, positive talking, and positive acting. Have the vision of being in a future state, Peter, possessing that incredible catch of fish, and step out with an act of faith and launch your nets out into the deep for a catch of fish. Peter, launch out into your impossibilities and I will turn them into possibilities. Launch out into your limitations and I will turn them into opportunities. Launch out into your mess and I will turn it into a message. I will turn it into a testimony for the glory of God. Seeing the confidence and boldness of Jesus' instruction, Peter replied, Master, you are the boss, the CEO, the director of all things. Who am I but a mere fisherman? Who am I but dust from the ground? It was you that formed me in my mother's womb. It was you that fearfully and wonderfully made me. At your word, I will let down the nets. Many are sitting at the seaside of their life, frustrated, grumbling, and complaining because they have been toiling all night, toiling all week, toiling all their lives, and there's nothing to show for it. Their business is down and out. Their marriage is on the rocks of disappointment. Their family is breaking apart. They cannot afford the school fees to put their children into school. The doctor has issued them with a medical report stating their health is in trouble. Every time they go to sleep, they're being attacked in the dream, or they've got all the material possessions in the world, but they are empty on the inside. There's no joy, there's no peace, there's no contentment. If I'm speaking to somebody here in the presence of God, and you are sitting here before your mountain of difficulties, I'm telling you now, whatever unfavorable situation in your business, in your finances, in your health, in your career, in your destiny, shall be put to an end in the name of Jesus. Shall be put to an end in the name of Jesus. Shall be put to an end in the name of Jesus. Shall be put to an end in the name of Jesus. In your health, shall be put to an end in the name of Jesus. Today is your divine appointment with Jesus Christ. Turn to your neighbor right now and tell them, never you think or talk on the level of your old life. It is time for you to change your thoughts and words. Change your thoughts and words, because God is supporting your position. Change your thoughts and words, because God is positioning you to accomplish your divine destiny. Change your thoughts and words, because when God looks at you, He sees the success that He has created in you. But for you to have that success transferred into your life, you need to cultivate God's kind of lifestyle, and that is a lifestyle based on positive thinking, based on positive talking, based on positive acting. Have the vision of being in a future state, possessing that healing, possessing that deliverance, possessing that business contract, possessing that promotion, as if it were already true for your life. Step out with an act of faith and possess God's promises for your life. Hallelujah. When Peter received the instruction, the direction, and the revelation of the promise of God for his life, he began to act on the word. as he acted on the word, he began to discover his real value in Christ Jesus. As he acted on the word, the anointing of the Holy Spirit fell upon him and broke every yoke in his life, and he began to feel God's hand in his own hand. He began to know the joy of walking in God's strength and not his own. He began to see the Lord walking beside him, and he began to do what he could not ordinarily do. By faith, he picked up his nets and launched them out into the deep, and boom, he tapped into the blessings of God. When he looked to the left, he saw blessing. When he looked to the right, he saw healing. When he looked behind him, he saw deliverance. When he looked behind front of him, he saw breakthrough, promotion, mercy, and favor of God. And the Bible says he caught an incredible catch of fish that his nets could not accommodate. You will receive instruction, direction, and revelation of the promise of God in your life in the name of Jesus. As you act on God's word, you will discover your real value in the name of Jesus. As you act on God's word, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will fall upon you in the name of Jesus. And you will begin to feel God's hand in your own hand. You will begin to know the joy of walking in God's strength and not your own. You will begin to see the Lord walking beside you. And you will begin to do what you could not ordinarily do. By faith, as you apply yourself to your work and duty as Christian soldiers, you will tap into the blessings of God. When you look to the left, you will see blessing. When you look to the right, you will see healing. When you look behind you, you'll see deliverance. When you look in front of you, you'll see mercy. You will see favor. You will see breakthrough. You will see promotion. And you will possess God's promise for your life. You will stand here and you will share testimony that I was once barren, but now I'm a happy parent. I was once sick, but now I'm healed. I was once poor, but now I'm blessed. I was once disappointed, but now I got the promotion. I got the breakthrough. I got the marriage. I got the this for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When Peter experienced the goodness of God and the incredible catch of fish, he fell down to his knees and said, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." And Jesus looked under him with love and compassion and said unto Peter, "Peter, my love for you is warmer than any sun, richer than any minerals, bigger than any universe is the love I have for you. And I have come here today because I want to have a love relationship with you that will last forever. I want to think with you, talk with you, plan with you, act with you. I want you to see life the way I see it. I want you to get my ideas and work with my projects. From now on, you will be fisher of men. The position I will put you in will be so great, Peter, that you will remember your sorrows no more. The position God will put you in will be so great that you will remember your sorrows no more in the name of Jesus. You are sitting here in the presence of God, or maybe you are watching through Emmanuel TV or through the internet, and maybe you are doubting God's love for you. I want to tell you that God's love for you is warmer than any sun, richer than any minerals, bigger than any universe is the love that God has for you. There is not one thing evil enough, ugly enough, deep enough, powerful enough, strong enough to stop God from loving you. There is nothing anyone could possibly do to you that could break that connection. There is nothing you could possibly do, neither your awful sin, that can separate you from the love of God. And He has brought you here today because He wants to have a love relationship with you that will last forever. He wants to think with you, talk with you, plan with you. He wants you to see life the way He sees it. He wants you to get His ideas and work with His projects. From now on, you will be fisher of men. Your testimony will be so great that it will win thousands of souls for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Whatever unfavorable situation in your life shall be put to an end in Jesus' name. In your health, be put to an end. In your finances, be put to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you an architect, an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor, an athlete, a chef, a cleaner, a manager? Whatever your gift, talent, or ability is, that is what God will use to bless others through you. Whatever your gift, talent, or ability is, if it is done through His Word and by His Spirit, that is what God will use to bless others through you. There is no one God created without a gift. Your gift will serve as an act of worship to God and inspire other people's faith and thanksgiving. If we say we have a love relationship with God, then we are under obligation to help our fellow neighbors, the widows, the orphans, the physically challenged, the less privileged, so on and so forth in the society. As you bless them, God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Finally, viewers all over the world and those present here in the auditorium, I want to give you an opportunity to invite Jesus Christ into your life and experience a love relationship with God that will last forever. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you are forgiven of all your sins. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse your heart the moment you confess and believe, and you are restored back to the original position in which God created you. One who would think, talk, plan, and act with God. Right now, if you have not known the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you want to rededicate your life to Him, say this prayer after me right now. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. I need You as my Lord and Savior. I need You as my partner in life. Come into my heart. Wash me with Your precious blood. Save my soul today. Give me instruction. Give me direction and revelation of Your promise in my life. And invest the faith in me to bring that promise to pass. In Jesus' name. If you said that prayer for the first time, I want to welcome you to the family of God. Join a living church and fellowship with them there. Read your Bible with devotion daily. Make a list of promises that God's Word has for you. And by faith, believe, receive, confess, and act on them daily. As you look into the Word and splash around in it and act on it, it will give God an opportunity to heal, deliver, bless, save, and fulfill His promise in your life. May God fulfill His promise in your life in Jesus' name.
I've got my mind made up.